Hello.
Hi, this is Zan calling back from Emergency Roadside Assistance.
Yeah.
Hey, okay, that's so much better.
Oh,
All right.
that's good.
Okay, are you in need of roadside assistance?
Yeah, I am.
Are you calling me from a safe location?
Well, I'm to be honest, I'm like right in the middle of the turning way, so I don't know.
Okay. Being that you're in the middle of the road, do you feel like you should just call your local authorities so that they can have someone to come and sit with you until your provider arrives, or so that they can move you to a safer location?
To be honest, it should be fine because I'm having semis and stuff go around me, so I should be fine. I'm sitting
Okay.
inside the truck.
Okay, can I have your first name, please?
My name is Christina Mendoza,
All
but
right, Chris.
the vehicle is under my fiance's name though.
Okay, no problem. We'll get that in just a second. And you said Mendoza?
Yeah.
Okay, what's a good call? Oh, well, I have your phone number. Did you want to receive text message updates with the status of your service?
Yeah, that's fine.
Okay, and just so you know, message and data rates may apply. Do you have a member ID number?
Where can I find that at on the
It should be listed on the insurance papers. Have your husband ever used the service before?
No. He's
Okay.
never used it. We just got this truck, so it's like
Okay, what was your husband's name?
Jose Torres.
Okay. Torres. Let's see. Okay. What would be the zip code associated with that policy?
It is 61354.
354.
Yeah.
Okay. All right. So the papers that you have, does it have a policy number or anything listed?
Let me see.
Member ID number. It may starts with, go ahead, I'm sorry.
It has a contract number. I don't.
Okay, so let's try the contract number.
It's DAP
Okay.
006 308 13 WH7.
Okay. All right, one moment. All right, so I was able to pull up an account with that. Can you verify the address on the account?
To verify what?
What's the address associated with that account?
1667 Zink Street
Okay.
in LaSalle, Illinois.
All right, thank you. And what's the year, make, and model of the vehicle you're calling about?
It is a 2007 Ford F-350.
What color is it?
White.
All right. And what does the odometer read?
207-626.
All right. All right, just bear with me, waiting on the system to load. All right, and while that's loading, what's the reason for your call? What's going on with your vehicle?
The tire completely fell off of the truck. So like the tire's under the truck right now, like that's what's holding it up.
Which tire?
The front left one.
Okay, driver's side.
Yeah, driver's side.
Okay. All right. I have a few questions for you so we can get the correct truck sent out. These questions may or may not apply, but just answer with yes or no. All right. Will the vehicle shift out of park and go into neutral?
No, it shouldn't. because I wasn't even able to move out.
Okay, but you can't put it into neutral?
Oh, yeah, you could, yeah, you could put it in neutral.
Okay. Does that vehicle have more than four tires?
No.
Okay. Let's see. Medium duty. Okay. Is that a four-wheel drive, all-wheel drive vehicle?
It's a four, yeah.
Okay. Does that vehicle have a rear flat tire?
No.
Okay. All right. Let's see. And I do have that callback number for you, 630-639-8869.
Yeah.
Okay. All right. And will you need to ride with the service provider?
No, my fiance is on his way to pick me up.
Okay. Will you be with the vehicle when the provider arrives?
What do you mean by that?
Will someone be there with the vehicle when the provider arrives? Okay. What city are you located in right now?
Right now, it's Lostent, Illinois.
You said Lostent?
Yeah.
Okay. Do you know exactly where you're located right now?
No.
Okay. Is it okay if I send you a text message to get your latitude and longitude?
Yeah, that's fine.
Okay, so just make sure your location is on your phone. I'm going to send a text message, and once it comes through, click on that link. It's going to provide you with a latitude and longitude, and you can call the numbers out.
Okay.
I did send the message.
Why would it say user denied the request? Why would it say that?
Okay, that I'm not sure why I say that, but it does come up sometimes. So I have to map your location.
Okay.
Do you know what street you're on?
No, it's like going on to 18.
Okay.
Oh, wait, here. The thing came up already.
Okay.
The latitude and longitude.
Okay.
Okay, so the first number is 41086936.
Okay.
And the second one has the negative sign.
Mm-hmm.
Just a minute, please. And then it has 89064797.
All right, thank you. One moment. Okay. Illinois 251. Okay, so I have you on Highway 251 in Winona, Illinois. Would that be correct?
In Winona?
Yes.
I wouldn't say this is Winona, but I mean, it could be.
Okay. Are you located on like a highway on the side of the interstate?
Yeah.
Okay. All right. All right, so I'm going to go ahead and use that location and go ahead and map you right there. Let's see what else is around it.
I just checked my location and it said I'm by like North 13 Road.
What's the road? Let's see. You said off of North 13th?
Yeah, like that's like the main road that I'm on about to turn.
Mm-hmm. Are you located near that a public library, the Winona Bond Public Library?
That's nowhere near.
Okay, one moment. Now, this Okay, so this is different from. Okay. All right, so where you're sitting right now, is there anything that's around you that you'll be able to identify?
No.
Okay. Okay, and what does your map, did you have your map pulled up?
Yeah, I have my map on my iPhone.
Okay, and what exactly is it stating?
It just shows that I'm on 18. I'm like that. I'm heading on to Route 18.
Okay.
Because I was on 39 at first, and then after hitting 39, I have to make a turn to go into Route 18.
Mm-hmm.
That's where I'm at. I'm at the four-way stop. I'm at the two-way stop. I mean.
Okay. Do you remember which exit you got off on?
No.
Exit 35. I see an exit 35. Let's see. Okay. Okay. Did you get off on the, is it Lakin or Winona exit 35?
I'm sorry. I can't remember.
Okay.
I think it says Streeter and Lawson, to be honest.
What was that, ma'am?
Streeter and Lawson.
Okay. Streeter and Lawson. Okay. All right, so okay. It's not 251. West First. South Street. Do you see a West First South Street?
West First South Street?
No. Uh-huh. Okay. Okay, the street that you stated that you were about to turn on, what was the name of it?
On my mapping, it's telling me North 13 Road.
North 13, okay. North. Okay. Ransom. Okay. You said that was in Ransom, Illinois?
Lost it, yeah.
Lost it. Okay.
I guess you could consider this Winona, but like it's like more closer to Lost End, though.
Okay. Okay. So let's see. 35 Ransom. Okay, I do see Streeter Road ahead. Okay, and I also see the 18 Route 18.
Mhm.
Okay. All right, so I'm in the right vicinity. Now I just have to get your location. One moment. I just want to make sure I have if not your exact location, very close to it so that you won't have to pay anything out of pocket due to mileage.
Okay.
Okay. Okay. Okay, lost it. I see it right off of the head. Interstate. Okay, exit 41. Okay. All right, so I have the exit 41, the Henry or Streeter exit. Would that be the one that you got off on?
I'm sorry, what was that?
Exit 41, the Henry and Streeter exit.
Yeah, it's that one.
Okay. All right, and once off of the exit, let's see. How far did you go?
No. I'm like right by the exit.
Okay.
Yeah. Like you can't miss it. It's like right there.
Right there, okay.
Yeah.
So I'm just going to go back. Get you right here. Okay, so I do see that stop. And were you in the lane going to the left or the right?
To the left.
Left, okay.
Yeah.
All right, let me put. All right, so I'm going to get this latitude and longitude. Okay. Okay, 411-118-03. Okay. Okay, so it gave me 366 North 13th Row in Lafayette, Illinois. I'm going to go ahead and map that location. All right. And where did you want your vehicle taken to today?
Where did you take it to?
Yes.
Where, Jose? Jose, where do you want them to take the vehicle to?
Illinois Valley Auto Group.
Do you want the address to it?
What was it? You said North Valley Auto Group.
It's Illinois Valley Auto Group.
Okay.
I have the address here, too, if you need it.
Okay, that'll be perfect.
Are you ready for it?
Mm-hmm.
It is 11 West U.S. Highway 6.
Mm-hmm. Peru.
Peru, Illinois, yeah.
Okay. Have he spoken to someone at that location? Are they expecting the vehicle's arrival?
Yeah, he already talked to him.
Okay, perfect. All right, so right now it is stating that your benefit covered up to $75, and we calculated the service cost more than your benefit. If you choose to proceed, what payment option do you have available to you at this time in case
right now,
the service costs are more?
No, go ahead, I'm sorry.
And this is just in case the service costs are more than your benefit will cover.
Okay.
How would you pay for it? Would it be cash or card?
It would be card.
Okay. Will that be a Visa, American Express, ATM, or debit? MasterCard?
It's my Visa. My Visa debit card.
Okay. All right. Let's see. Okay. So I have this tow about 17 miles. With it prompting that it is $75, there may be an out-of-pocket expense. But right now, I will go ahead and contact the provider to see if there will be anything to pay out-of-pocket. If so, I will give you a call back to let you know before I secure that provider. If not, I'll go ahead and secure the provider, and then you'll receive a text message to your phone with the provider's name, phone number, and also the estimated time of arrival.
Okay.
All right. Is there anything else I could assist you with right now before we disconnect?
No, the state police is here already, so I should be fine.
Okay, so I'll go ahead and try to go ahead and work on it so they won't send anyone out, okay?
Okay, thank you.
You're welcome. Bye-bye.